85-year-old Miami resident Marvin Cooper is not buying into the sentiment that all is well in the American economy. He has seen too many of his fellow seniors struggle to get by.
Things are like so expensive so many times, and you just don't have the money. I'm worried about the economy. I think that's really number one.
The day after the Florida primary, politics dominates the conversation at this senior living community near North Miami Beach. Lifelong Democrat Maria Valente voted for Barack Obama in 2008. The 90-year-old says she switched parties 2 years ago, hoping a Republican could boost U.S. military might.
We have to be able to show the rest of the world, you want to step on my toes, we're going to step on two of yours. And this is why I voted for Trump. And I'm glad he won.
While many Florida voters welcome Donald Trump's primary victory, University of Miami political science professor Joseph Usinski says others will be taking the time before the Republican convention to consider what a Trump nomination could mean for the country.
Voters are going to have time to really think about, you know, do they want Donald Trump to be president? It may very well be the case that if he gets the nomination, he may walk right into the White House, and there are a large contingent of Americans who are very uncomfortable with that right now.
Looking ahead to November, it will likely come down to voter turnout, and whether a Trump candidacy or a Clinton candidacy will be able to draw their base of supporters out to the polls.
Trump's controversial comments have not deterred supporter Silvana Busaca.
I have a handicapped young man, and he made fun of a handicapped person. Absolutely. That's why I said this person is a little bit strange, okay? But even so, I still have lots of hope for this person because he's not a politician. He's successful.
That sentiment is not shared by Fort Lauderdale resident Julia Allison, who supports Democrat Hillary Clinton.
He's a big clown. And he's not an intelligent man. And Hillary is brilliant. She's absolutely brilliant. She's proven herself. She's a diplomat. She understands international relations. And she won't make our country look bad.
Voters here in South Florida, as elsewhere in the country, remain deeply divided over who will best lead the United States as the next president. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Miami.